Welcome to the Orthodox Union Daily and Chizuk Phone Call. I hope that you are having a wonderful day. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 13th day of the month of Iyar and on the 28th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors and interview them as always prominently listed in the daily email OU today. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit the sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Gershon Albert, Mora D'Asra of the Beth Jacob Congregation in Oakland, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Albert reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, that is chapter, Chav Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 27, and 130. And please note that there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Albert will recite the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Arachinu. A quick note before Rabbi Albert comes on. Currently, at this moment, right now, there are nearly 1,000 Rabbanim, rabbis, and community leaders on a conference call with Dr. Anthony Fauci, a name we have all become familiar with over the past 2 months, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. This call with Dr. Fauci was arranged by the OU exclusively for the rabbis and community leaders in our network to give those in leadership roles the opportunity to speak with Dr. Fauci, to ask questions, to receive the latest updates on COVID-19, as well as to look to the future so that one day, please God, we will reopen our synagogues and communities. I share this with you because I had asked Rabbi Albert to speak well before this call with Dr. Fauci was scheduled. And despite the conflict, meaning he would miss the opportunity, Rabbi Albert shared with me that he would not miss our call, even though I gave him the opportunity to reschedule. Thank you so much, Rabbi Albert. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Albert concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, as well as a major program which the OU will be hosting this coming Sunday, May 10th. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Albert.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and a tremendous expression of hakara tov, of gratitude to the Orthodox Union, who's held so many of us together during this difficult time and really convened Jews from across the country and across the world to gain chizuk together. Also, a special thank you and dedicating our learning as a schud, as a merit for all of the healthcare workers on the front lines, helping keep us, family members, and community members safe throughout this difficult experience. In Parshat Emor, we have the mitzvah of Sfirat Omer, the counting of the Omer, and I find Sfirat Omer meaningful every year, but particularly this year, when we understand it in a historical perspective. I found by speaking to congregants, colleagues, family members, friends, that for many of us, this shelter-in-place or quarantine time, everything we've been doing from Zoom sessions to online schooling, it all feels somewhat like a Band-Aid. It's something I've started to refer to as the Band-Aid effect, where with the extension of this period, it seems that there's a risk everything we're doing now feels inadequate, like it just isn't good enough. And this feeling that we're just putting on Band-Aids onto a wound becomes more intense when the time of quarantine extends and we feel a sense of fatigue, of Zoom fatigue, of online schooling fatigue, the fatigue of not being around the communities and the rituals that we love so much. This was brought home for me last week when our local Bay Area counties extended the shelter-in-place order until June 1st, right after Shavuot. I just had a moment where I was so sad. What about the all-night learning? Even though it was somewhat inevitable that this was going to happen, but when it hit home, it really brought me to those questions. What about the all-night learning that's such a highlight of the year? What about the children singing songs of love for the Torah while eating and getting dirty with ice cream? Is all that's left for us to just try and place another Band-Aid on this incision in the fabric of Jewish life? So I'd like to turn the sphere to Omer and see how we can gain strength from the millennia of Jewish practice and faith in how to address our present situation. Many of the commentaries point out that counting the Omer from the second day of Pesach until the day before Shavuot is one of the few positive time-bound commandments that we don't begin with a Shehechianu, with a blessing of thank you, God, for having brought us to this auspicious time. The Torah seems to state this as a clear time-bound commandment. You should count for yourselves from the day after Shabbat, what we interpret as the day after the first day of rest of Pesach. From the day that you have brought the Omer shaking offering, you should count 7 complete weeks. And the Baal HaMaor, one of the medieval commentaries, asks this question of, one second, if this is a positive time-bound commandment, and it's connected to the holidays even more so, why don't we say a Shehechianu, a blessing on an auspicious moment in time? There are many answers to this question, but the Baal HaMaor says that the reason we don't make the blessing of Shehechianu is because nowadays the Sfirat HaOmer, the counting of the Omer, is what he refers to as Zecher Ba'alma. It's just a memorial. It's not the real deal. So what does this mean? In the Talmud in Masechet Menachot 66a, a Maimar who lived after the destruction of the temple, we're told he would, when he counted the Omer, he would only count days but not weeks. For example, today, a Maimar would say, today is 28 days, but he wouldn't say the second part, which are 4 weeks in the Omer. And the reason for that, and the Gemara says it clearly and Rashi explains it even more, is because he felt that in a post-temple time, the mitzvah had been diminished. And it was only Zecher L'Mikdash, it was only the being done in memory of the temple. That's because, as we saw in the verse in this week's Parsha, the mitzvah to count is intrinsically linked with the Korban HaOmer, with the Omer offering that was brought on the second day of Passover. A Maimar felt that without the Omer offering to spark the commandment, there really is no mitzvah to say, there's no positive biblical commandments nowadays. And so why did a Maimar count in any case? He counted Zecher L'Mikdash in memory of the temple so as not to forget. Well, if the only reason we do a mitzvah as important as Sfirat HaOmer is just not to forget, then why count at all? I find the idea of memory, Zechira, to be incredibly powerful, and specifically the memories that were instituted after the destruction of the temple, after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, by Chazal, by the rabbis of the Mishnah. There are really two categories of memory that are instituted after the destruction of the temple. You find references to them throughout the Talmud, but a beautiful article that puts them in a historical context is by Dr. Brina Yochevet Levy. You can search up in Hebrew, Zecher L'Mikdash, Zecher L'Korban, if you're interested in finding the article. She points out that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the rabbi who oversaw Judaism's survival right in the time of the destruction of the temple, started instituting a first series of rabbinic edicts of Gezerot, and they are all defined as Zecher L'Mikdash, in memory of the temple. These are constructive memories. They are memories that institute practices so that we don't forget what life was, what religious life was in the times of the Beit HaMikdash itself. One generation later, when the absence of the temple became even more painfully felt, Rabbi Yeshua, one of the primary students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, starts to institute a second kind of edict, edicts, gzeros zecher l'chorban, in memory of the destruction, giving us space to feel a sense of mourning. But that came later. The first step when we experience the absence of something powerful in our spiritual lives is to make sure that we create rituals to not forget what those powerful experiences are when we are in full community, when we are fully together with a sense of geula, a sense of redemption. And so right now, we may not be able to fulfill our rituals in a complete way. We may not be able to daven with a minyan. We may not be able to say Kaddish. We may and likely won't even join together for Shavuot. But unlike a Maimar in the Talmud, the rest of the rabbis and all poskim since then say that even if there's no Shehecheyanu, even if there's no blessing on time, we still do a complete Sefirat HaOmer with days and weeks. Even if the mitzvah cannot be fulfilled at the highest level, there is still incredible value in preserving our practices and maintaining memory and maintaining structure of what life should be when it is whole. That's the key to Jewish survival. The Sefer HaChinuch offers a different approach to why there's no blessing of Shehecheyanu. He says that you don't make a blessing on time when you are counting up to something that you haven't reached yet. There's no bracha on time when you're aspiring to something. And Sefirat HaOmer is, in its essence, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, less about the Omer offering that starts it and more about counting towards Kabbalat HaTorah, receiving the Torah in the future. And so as we count the days of isolation, we can also count towards the things that make our lives most meaningful. Let's do all of these counts. Let's do all of these mitzvot in our daily activities with resolve and strength. And even if Shavuot is going to be celebrated at home, it will be an act of memory, of hope, and of continuity. It will be a moment of recommitting ourselves to Torah, even in the face of hardship, just like Chazal, our rabbis, taught us to do almost 2,000 years ago. So while this Shavuot, it might feel like the Zoom pre-Shavuot meetings and the Torah books that we're going to print out in advance so that we can learn together, and all the ideas that are going to come up, they may feel like a Band-Aid. But let's just remember that Band-Aids are what allow the communal fabric to heal and to reconvene when we get past this challenge, so we can continue to gain strength in chizuk even when our activities are diminished, because it's continuing these rituals, it's continuing the structures of our lives, even when life doesn't feel whole, that will allow us to overcome this difficult time and to emerge back into the world, God willing, the Karov Bi'Ameinu soon in our days, with added strength and commitment and appreciation for all the blessings we have. I'm going to continue now with the recitation of three chapters of Tehillim, three chapters of Psalms, starting with chapter 20. Lam natseyach mismor ledavid, yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchotecha, ve'olatecha gidashenes seva, yitem lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzatecha yemalei, Niranana bishuatecha, uveshem Eloheinu nitgol, yemale Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati, yihoshia Adonai meshicho, yanehu mishmei kadsho, yigvurot yesha yemino. Eile varecha ve'eile vasusim, vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, Hema karu v'nafalu v'nachnu kamnu v'nikodas. Adonai hoshia, hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Continuing with chapter 27. L'David Adonai ori b'yishii mimi ira. Adonai ma'oz chayai mimi efchaz. Bikrov alai mereim, lechol epesari, sarai ve'oivai li, hema chashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama, v'zot ani voteach. Achat sha'alti meit Adonai, ota avakesh. Shifti b'veit Adonai kol yemei chayai, lachazob b'noam Adonai, lavaker b'heichalo. Kitz b'neini b'sukho b'yom ra'a, yastireini b'seter olo b'tzur yirom meini. V'ata yarum roshi al oivai sivotai, v'ez b'cha v'olo zichvei tshua, Ashira v'azamara l'Adonai. Shema Adonai koli ekra, lechaneni v'aneni. L'chamar libi bakshu panai, et panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, ve'al tat ve'af avdecha, ezrati hayiti, ve'al ticheni, ve'al tazveni Elohei ishi. Ki avi ve'imi azavuni, ve'adonai yasveni. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheni be'orech mishor l'mad shorirai. Al titzneini b'nefesh tzarai, ki kamuvi edi sheker, b'feach chamas. Lule hemati lirot b'tuv Adonai be'eret chayim. Kaveh el Adonai chazach v'yamet libecha, v'kaveh el Adonai. We continue with chapter 130. Shir Hamala Mimamakim Kraticha Adonai Adonai Shima Bekoli Tiena Oznecha Kashuvo Bekol Tachanunai Im Avono Tishmoya Adonai Miyamot Ki Imecha Haslicha Leman Tivarei Kiviti Adonai, kivita nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai achesed, v'harbe imo fedud. V'hu yifte et Yisrael, mikol avonotav. We'll continue now with the Mishnah for all those who are in need of recovery, and please insert names of those followed by their of those in need of recovery followed by their mother's names at the pause. Mishnah Berach Avotenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech Virape Etacholim Etacholot Ba'avur Shanachu Mitpalim Bishlomam. Bisharze Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yemale Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Lerapotam Lachsikam Lachayotam Bishlach Lahem Mehir Refuah Shlema Min Hashemayim Leramach Ivarehem Bishisagidehem Betoch Sharchol Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Taguf Hasha Bagala Ubizman Kari Benomar Amen. Finally, we will recite the words of Achinu together. Achinu kol beit Yisrael, hanatunim b'tzara uveshivya, ha'omdim bein b'yama uvein b'yabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, yotzi'em mitzara l'irvacha, me'afela l'ora, mishibut l'igula, ha'shar b'gala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Albert. Last night, the OU was privileged to stream a presentation titled, We Are All in This Together, One Voice of Hope as We Look to Tomorrow. Thousands viewed it last night, and feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. If you missed it, it's okay. Please see the link in the OU Today email or visit together.ou.org/live and watch it at your leisure. That's together.ou.org/live. Following the success of the OU signature program a few weeks ago with Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, and Rabbi Stephen Weil, I'm excited to share with you that this coming Sunday, the OU will be presenting a new feature with Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, Rabbi Beryl Wine, and Rabbi Stephen Weil, titled Historical Precedents and Future Visions, Models of Past Jewish Leadership that Serve as a Catalyst for Shaping Our Present and Future. These two giants of Jewish history, Rabbi Dr. Schachter and Rabbi Wine, respectively, and moderated by Rabbi Wine, will present a program which you will not want to miss. More to share about this on the call tomorrow and Sunday. Look for additional information in the OU Today email and on OU.org. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Shalom Axelrod of the Young Israel of Woodmere in Long Island, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.